This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Ryan O'Hearn on MLB Network talking about the change at manager, and he praised Brandon Hyde, as you would expect he would, because Ryan O'Hearn, acquired by Mike Elias, by the way, from Kansas City, has been the MVP of the team so far here in 2025. He's been raking, and the Orioles right now look like a one all-star team. But Ryan O'Hearn might be that dude. Could be Sagano, could be Sed, could be Jackson Holliday. I mean, we still have the end of May through the month of June to figure this thing out. But Ryan O'Hearn has been a stud for the Orioles. Ryan O'Hearn is in the last year of his contract here with Baltimore. And we kind of hinted at it a little bit yesterday when we had Jones, Belair, Hyundai. And thank you for having us out there. I had a great time. And the sale starts today, by the way. So get out there and get your free food and your Rita's Ice and buy a car. But if Mike Elias goes into full-on sell mode, could you still, we look at it this way, Nolan. The young foundation we think is set with Gunner and Westberg and Adley, and Kowser. All right, Kerstad's part of it. I'm not 100% on board with that. Keeping Cedric around would certainly, I think, behoove them, because I don't see an imminent replacement coming up through the ranks, with all due respect to the 7,000 outfielders they've drafted. But he could be a valuable trade chip. Grayson might begin throwing soon, which is great. Not holding my breath. We'll see him throw a baseball anytime soon to try to get opposing hitters out. We're coming up on almost a year since he's done that, 10 months removed at the major league level. But you've got a core of young players with Basayo coming up that you could bank on. And I've forgotten anybody. Remind me. So you could possibly look to move your pending or impending, whatever it is, free agents here. And Ryan O'Hearn would fall into that category. Now, we don't know what Kobe Mayo is going to be. Ryan Mountcastle could be one of these trade chips. Basayo is not a first baseman. Adley's not yet. That might be in his future at 27 years old, but it's not in the immediate. So Ryan O'Hearn brings this positional versatility. Good first baseman. Outfield, all right. I mean, he's not Joe Ursulak. He's not Clemente. He's not that guy, let's be honest. But he can play left field. He can bring his spots. So I would think that if the Orioles do eventually crater worse than they are right now, which is 16 games under 500, 13 and a half games behind the red hot Yankees, maybe, just maybe, walk year of a deal, you move him. Now, let's stress this to Nolan, and if you disagree, obviously you're going to chime in a second. You're not getting Garrett Crochet, that level of talent, for Ryan O'Hearn. You're getting maybe a double A infielder, pitcher, et cetera, which hopefully could be maybe ready to challenge for a spot going into spring training next year. But Ryan O'Hearn, unless the Orioles turn it around, will he be part of the second half Orioles roster here? Should he be part of it?
I'm going to say no. And I love Ryan O'Hearn a ton. I mean, since he's got here, clutch at bats, you know, pinch hitting opportunities, even when he's not playing every day. And that's what it really comes down to for me, is that as good as he's been this year, and he's going to set career highs in pretty much every offensive stat category, he's not an everyday player to me. He's playing out of his mind right now. Is this truly who he's going to be for the rest of his career at the age of, he's already 31? Probably not. I'm not going to make a long-term commitment to that type of player. And again, he's playing out of his mind right now. Why would you not sell high? And yes, the Orioles are going to be in a position to be sellers later this year. That's going to be their reality. So if you want to have a debate about a player like Cedric Mullins, who in theory could still have a future here in Baltimore, I'll listen to you. But for a player like Ryan O'Hearn, expiring contract, never played better in his career, lefty bat with some pop this year, that's going to be very attractive at the deadline. You got to move a player like that.
And we talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it more throughout the course of the day. Ripping It with Ryan comes up 12 o'clock. Ryan Ripken, as it does every Friday here on The Fan. They're not buying. They're selling. So if you want a Luis Castillo, you're looking at Seattle, a team that is right now in first place in their division. Kirby just came off the IL and got pounded last night. So they're not going to flip him. San Diego in the throes of kind of a big losing streak right now. Dylan Cease, walk year of a deal. They're waiting for Darvish to come back and all of this. Kings, another one. They're not trading anybody. So we're not, we. The Orioles aren't getting someone when they start to flip. They're not getting a controllable top of the rotation guy. Or your next starting left fielder, whatever it is. Or your main setup guy to Felix Bautista. They're getting maybe major league, almost ready, hopefully higher end prospects that can help. Because unless the Orioles start moving, you know, the holidays of the world, which they're not, you're not getting any, there's not going to be no blockbuster trade, I guess is my point. They'll be jettisoning guys. But I don't know what the haul in return will be.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, it's not going to be anything that you sit there and say, oh my God, wow, they got this guy, or I know exactly who that player is. Sure. It's not going to be someone you know. But take it back a couple of years when they traded Mancini. Well, Trey Mancini had a lot of value to the Orioles, not just on the field, but just leadership, sentimental value. It hurt to trade him, especially because at the time, it looked like the team was starting to compete a little bit there in 2022. Same with Jorge Lopez. But you got to Chase McDermott back in that deal. Jury's still out on him.
Sure.
But there's upside there. And for what Trey Mancini's career ended up being post-Baltimore, I mean, I don't even know if he's in the majors right now, to be honest with you. He might be on a minor league deal somewhere.
Yeah, he's not.
And with the Astros, he was a platoon player. He wasn't even an everyday player.
Got a ring.
Exactly. And made a hell of a play in the World Series, if I remember, the liner down the first baseline that he stopped. But point is, the Astros were willing to give up a Chase McDermott piece who had starter upside for a platoon first baseman. Here's Ryan O'Hearn, platoon first baseman, again, playing out of his mind. I'm not going to tell you the guy that they get back in the trade is going to be a future All-Star or a future Cy Young, but don't sleep on what they could get.
So I guess what we're asking here, as we start with Ryan O'Hearn on this Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up a couple of minutes. Well, we know who it is. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, you'll find out in a few. I mean, O'Hearn, do you want him around long term? pushing 30, if not 30, at this stage of his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Or is it, look, sell high while you possibly can, but knowing that you're not going to get, he could be an all-star this season. I don't know if you get an all-star in return. You know what I mean? And same with Eplin, same with Sagano, Dominguez, Soto, I mean, insert Mullins, insert pending free agent here, or soon to be free agent. Here.
Right.
Or even a Mountie who's on the last year, heading in these controllable air quotes for another year, but not exactly having a Paul Goldschmidt kind of season, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, at risk of sounding like the homer that's kind of overrating the guys on your team, because that I feel like I'm teetering on that right now.
Right.
But again, last year, like Austin Hayes, platoon outfielder. Can't stay healthy. Wasn't really even lighting it up in the terms of stats. And the Phillies were willing to give you a back-end reliever with a strong postseason track record with multiple years of control. Or, well, half of last year and all of this year.
Sure.
So teams that are desperate, teams that have a clear need at the in-season deadline will overpay. A Zach Eflin, sure, he's expiring contract. Tom Sagano, same thing. But if a team needs a starter for a playoff push, they're going to overpay relative to what you would get, say, in an offseason deal. So, I again, same with the O'Hearn thing. I'm not sleeping on, oh, you just give up these guys because you have to. You're not really going to get anything in return. You'll get a lottery ticket in return. I don't know. I mean, I think there is value to be had here. This is a very important deadline for the Orioles.
And the other topic we brought up yesterday at Jones, Beller Hyundai, of course, was if you're Elias, you still have hopes, or even as an Oriole fan. We don't make the decisions, obviously, in regards to what they do. What's your circle the calendar date for Everdon? I mean, they get swept in Boston. The calendar date moves up a little bit before, you know, July 1st. Now, if they take 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox, doubleheader coming up today, the day-night variety, and we'll give you the lineup as soon as we get it, and we'll talk about that matchup as the show progresses. But, you know, if you're Elias, hey, if we get under, you know, we're 5 games under .500 at the All-Star break, are we still in it? Right now, only the White Sox are worse than them in the American League. Orioles 13 and a half behind New York, 10 games out of the wild card. I mean, they got a lot of, hey, the Angels have won 7 in a row, and they're still below .500. The Orioles need to have a couple 7-game winning streaks in the next month and a half before I think we get to that reality.
Right. The reality is that it is over. I mean, look.
I'm with you, yeah.
And if you're leading the team, if you're Mike Elias, look, you've had to own up here recently to the mistakes you've made with building this team in the last 12 months. Don't get carried away. Last thing you can do here is try to force it and say, oh, there's a slight chance. Let me go all in and try to force it, and maybe I end up being the hero for turning this thing around on short notice. It's not going to happen. The best thing, the smartest thing you can do is accept your mistakes, accept the position that you're in, and make the realistic moves, selling, to build for next year. Because you can compete next year. You should compete next year.
No doubt about it. And as we've talked about all week long, me, you, and Ryan Ripken and Steve Molesky when he was here on Tuesday, this isn't a rebuild. It's a retool. Reset.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.